This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Visitors from certain U.S. states will have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to go to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The order, announced at a news conference with New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, applies to residents of Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, all of which have reported a rising number of new cases in recent weeks. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the United States reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That's the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The United States leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000, with more than half, 54,000, in Brazil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the number of coronavirus cases throughout the world could reach 10 million next week, a sharp increase from the 9.3 million cases. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. This is VOA News. Global markets are mixed Thursday, with Asia beginning the day sustaining serious losses due to more pandemic-imposed gloom. Though the situation was much better in Europe, with London, Paris, and Frankfurt up, the mixed situation is due to more bad news about COVID-19 from the United States. Wall Street is likely to get off to a bad start Thursday, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trending downward in futures trading. Japan's defense minister, Taro Kono, said Thursday the country will not deploy the U.S.-made land-based Aegis Ashore missile defense system. It was intended to protect Japan from North Korean threats. The announcement comes 1 week after Kono said the deployment would be suspended due to the safety of civilians near the Mutsumi base in Yamaguchi. A discovery was made in the current design of the system that it could not be guaranteed rocket boosters from the missiles would not fall outside the base. Japan said fixing the system would require a total redesign of not only the software, but the hardware of the system, which would be too costly and time-consuming. At a Thursday news conference in Tokyo, Kono apologized for the inconvenience and said discussions would continue with the United States. Australia's largest airline plans to cut at least 6,000 jobs and keep 15,000 more workers on extended furloughs as it tries to survive the coronavirus pandemic. Qantas has announced a plan to reduce costs by billions of dollars and raise fresh capital. It will ground 100 planes for a year or more and immediately retire its 6 remaining Boeing 747 planes. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the airline has to become smaller as it braces for several years of much lower revenues. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants to help the axed workers find new jobs. A Republican policing bill stalled out Wednesday, blocked in a vote by Senate Democrats who dismissed it as meager crumbs. The standoff in the U.S. government about the collapse of Congress's efforts to respond to mass demonstrations over the killings of Black people in the U.S., with a tally that fell almost exclusively along party lines, it's a familiar impasse despite public outcry over the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black Americans. Polling shows the country overwhelmingly wants changes. The House is set to approve a Democratic bill on Thursday. President Donald Trump says he supports the GOP bill. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.